great.
Before we do get started, sure. You want to give me the lowdown on what we're going
to
do?
Sure, yeah,
you're
yeah.
Ask, or kind of the format, are you going to ask questions or and yes. we just talk or what?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have done that before. But yeah, I'll just sort of ask you first to give you your name, the district you represented, and sort of, you know, what area that okay. means, the years you served. And then we'll just sort of get into your background. I'll ask you questions.
Okay.
Just
okay.
your background, you know, maybe, what legislation you're proud of. I saw that you got married on the House floor.
Yes,
I wanted to ask about that. And yeah, and then we can just sort of take it from there.
Okay.
And it'll probably be, you know, 10 or 15 minutes.
No problem.
So
looking forward to it. Sorry.
Me too. No, I like to know too. Like, what am I going to get into?
Well, it's just so you know what's kind of coming or what
exactly.
the format
exactly.
is.
Exactly. I should have told you before. But I think we're ready now. Okay. So if you could just start by giving me your name, the district you represented, and the years you were there.
My name is Mary Denny, and I live in Denton County. And when I was first elected, I represented part of Denton, part of Collin, and all of Rockwall counties. Kind of north of the Metroplex. Then after the first, I was elected in 1992, took office in 93, and served until 2007. And after redistricting, with the population growth we've had up in the Metroplex area, I was redistricted back totally into Denton County with two other representatives.
Great. And can you tell me a little bit about your background before you served in the House?
Sure. Well, immediately prior to serving in the House, I was Denton County's Republican Party chairman for 9 years. And before that, a precinct chairman and just a Republican activist, always a volunteer. Never even dreamed or thought about running for public office. Never. I was always enjoying the behind-the-scenes work, helping other people get elected. And, of course, back then, it was a Democrat county, Democrat state, and I was just working to try to help Republicans. And I started really doing that. I was born and raised in Houston. Started doing that in Houston when George Bush, 41, was our Republican Party chairman in Harris County. And that's sort of what got me involved in politics, just volunteering and doing fun stuff with friends, you know, as teenage kids.
Right.
And I just followed it through for the rest of my life. I received a degree, went to UT Austin for most of the time, but transferred to Denton County, where my family ranch was, after the Vietnam War. And my then husband came back home. We needed to finish our educations. So, and my mother needed, she was a widow by then, and she needed someone to look after the property in Denton County. So we thought, that's a pretty good deal. We'll move up there, finish school at North Texas, and see what happens. And my husband then was from Houston also, and we thought we'd move back to Houston. But we ended up liking a small, more rural community so much more, we stayed. And I just got involved in the local politics, and at that point there were about 10 Republicans in the county, so it was pretty easy. But it was interesting because during my tenure as county chairman, we went from a Democrat-controlled county to totally Republican, where only one office holder was a Democrat, and I'm proud of that. And then I was talked into running for the legislature after redistricting in 92. Or 91, by the two reps that represented Denton County. They said, this district's drawn for you. You need to run. I'm going, I don't have any business running. What do I know about that? Well, I got down here and realized, yeah, I, you know, you just need a little bit of life experience and some good common sense. My degree was in education, and I had been a teacher for a short period of time, and then stopped and started having a family. And I have one son. And it's being in the legislature was one of the most interesting and challenging jobs I've ever had, but I really enjoyed it.
Great. Is there any one piece of legislation or one thing you did that you feel the most proud of?
Well, Jerry Madden and I were visiting at lunch because Jerry's background and mine, he being from Collin County and we sharing a county in the legislature. He was also Collin County's Republican Party chairman during the tenure that I had in Denton County. So we've known each other for years. And we both co-authored the House version of the Judicial Campaign Finance Reform Bill. Mm-hmm. And Senator Ellis carried it in the Senate. And it was actually the Senate bill that passed, but we worked very closely on that. And we were talking about how proud we are of that legislation, because over the years, a lot of things don't hold together. There are changes, or they decide it's not such a good idea after all, or the evolution of things is natural. But that has changed very little, and our judges are very happy with it. And so it makes you feel good to have lasting legislation there. And I did pass the first voter ID bill through the House. I was chairman of the Elections Committee for my last two sessions, and did get that passed. It ended up dying in the Senate on a point of order, but I'm proud of that, because we got that started, and then later on, of course, it became law.
Right. Did you have any moments in the House where you thought, oh my gosh, I'm witnessing history right now?
All the time. Honestly.
Right.
I even said to myself every day when I'd walk, once I finally got an office in the Capitol. It was a little different in the extension, because my first session in 1993, we were in the old insurance building, all our freshman class was, because of the renovations with the extension.
Right.
And then we moved into the extension, which was beautiful and lovely, but it's not the Capitol. When I finally had enough seniority to move to the Capitol, it was so special. And I think I've wandered from what your question was.
That's okay.
What was your question?
Oh, if you've ever felt like a moment you were witnessing
every
history.
Every time I walked into this Capitol, mm-hmm. without failure, every day, I'd think about how blessed I am to be here and what an extraordinary privilege it is. And I thought, if I ever get to the point where I'm not excited about that, then it's time to go home. And that feeling never left me, but some health concerns and the stress and having just married led to me retiring.
Right. So speaking of your marriage, can you talk about that a little bit on the House floor?
Well, it's interesting, because many people can get married and do marry in the Capitol.
Sure.
And I think even on the House floor. But I was the only one that ever married during session.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's pretty historic. And I did not realize till after the wedding. But it was lovely, and it was so wonderful to have so many of my colleagues there in attendance, because they didn't have to do anything. You know, we adjourned, and it was unfortunate because Joe Moreno from Houston had been killed in an automobile accident early that morning coming back for session to start. And he and Rafael and Chia were together, and it, of course, put a damper on the whole day. And a couple of colleagues said, oh, you need to postpone your wedding. Well, I had people here from out of town, and it just wasn't possible.
Right.
So we did we adjourned early. My wedding was scheduled, I think, for like 11 o'clock. It's hard to remember. But we came in session at 10, and adjourned shortly thereafter in memory of Joe, and then the wedding went on at 11 as planned. And it was great, because it's fun. Your marriage certificate, it's witnessed by Speaker Craddock, and of course, Joe Crabb was the minister, and he was my desk mate. We came in the same freshman class, and Joe and I were desk mates our freshman session, and I think perhaps our sophomore session, but it was so great to have, you know, we're like a big family here.
Right.
And my friends and family from Denton came, and then all my colleagues, most of them, it really was, the pictures are great. It was so, so special.
Wow. What was it like being a woman in the House?
You know, it's I know now statistically we have even fewer women than we did have at one time while I was here, and that saddens me because we have a different viewpoint,
right,
and bring different ideas to discussions, which is very helpful. And some of the men, I can remember so many discussions, they'd say, you know, I'm really glad you brought that up because I would never have thought of that. And so women really need to be involved in the political process. I think we so often sell ourselves short, like I did myself, saying, what do I know about being here? Well, you're living life, you have common sense. That's really all you need. And I wish more women would realize that. I think one of the things holding them back at this point in time is it's gotten so nasty. And you really have to think hard about bringing all of, no one's perfect. Everybody's got something that they wish perhaps hadn't happened or that they had done differently. That's human, and voters understand that. But I think it's frightening to people, men and women. Mm-hmm. Do I really want to open my family up for all of this? And it's hard. I don't know where we're headed because it doesn't seem to be getting any better.
Right.
But I do wish more women would really consider it. And when I go out and talk with groups, which I still get to do from time to time, I try to encourage them and boost their morale and their energy level and let them know, you know, I was a housewife and volunteer and that's it. And I was talked into running and I'm so glad I was because it really turned out to be terrific. What an opportunity.
Right.
And a real blessing.
So there's one final question. If you had to give advice to a freshman member on how to be successful in the legislature, what would you tell them?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, the at the time I was a freshman, the going advice was freshmen should be seen and not heard. And to a point, that's true, because there is a pretty big learning curve quickly on, I mean, the legislative process, we all know, you can read about it and how things work. But it's such a relationship business. And I think people that don't get involved in politics don't realize that. And so many times, at least when I was serving, divisions were not among the parties. They might be, well, they were different depending on what legislation was being considered. Some broke down rural versus urban. Some wealthy districts versus not so wealthy districts. The problems, you learn to build relationships with everyone. Garnet Coleman and I were just talking outside about that and how things have gotten so much more testy now and not as nice as, because you never took things personally. We didn't make things personal. We all realized we had a job to do and our own constituents to represent, and that I might not be able to support your bill because that's just not what my people believe and want, and I'm here to represent them. But it was never about you or me. It was always, we tried as much as we could to stay congenial. And some of my best friends here are Democrats, which is wonderful if you can keep it that way.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know that I gave the advice, but it's to try to be compassionate and kind and understanding of where people are coming from. That sometimes they have to do and say things that you don't agree with, but that's okay. I'll never forget one instance, a female member was working the floor because one of her bills was going to come up for a vote, and she came over and she said, Mary, I'm going to take this really personally if you don't support this. And I said, whoa, let me say something. I can't, and she was a very liberal Democrat. I'm a very conservative Republican, and I said, and I won't use her name, but I said, first of all, I don't take anything personally, and it's best, I think, if we don't, because nothing personal is meant by a vote on a piece of legislation, and I don't want to ruin any friendships, but I can't support your bill because of so-and-so in my district. And she appreciated, because she told me, I appreciate you saying it like that, because I didn't really mean to be attacking you personally. That's not what I wanted to do. I think she was just really wanting, I would really consider it a favor if you could support this. Mm-hmm. But it didn't get phrased like that, and it's like, please don't take things personally. And it's so important to be able to separate your personal life here from your professional and job life. Mm-hmm. It makes it where it's a pleasant place to work. And it's very, very difficult, as you know. The long hours, the hard work, little sleep, not much pay. it's a labor of love. And it's a calling, I think. It's a noble profession. And I hate that politics gets such a bad rap, because it's a shame, and we have to have it. It's how this nation runs, mm-hmm. and this state.
Yep. Well, thank you so much.
That was wonderful. I appreciate it, Mia. You all are great to do this.
Oh, yeah.